Hey beautiful people. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of positive vibes and real talk. Ever feel like life's got you running on fumes? You know that feeling when you're juggling a million things, deadlines are looming, and your to-do list is longer than your arm. We've all been there. But what if I told you that prioritizing your mental health isn't just some fluffy self-care buzzword, it's actually the secret weapon to achieving success in every area of your life? That's right, folks. Taking care of your mind is not a luxury, it's an absolute necessity for reaching your full potential. So today, we're diving deep into mental health and self-care strategies that are guaranteed to level up your game. We're talking practical tips, real-life examples, and a whole lot of motivation to help you thrive. Buckle up, because this is going to be good. First things first, let's talk about the power of boundaries. Boundaries, my friends, are your mental health superheroes. They protect your energy, time, and sanity. It's all about saying no to the things that drain you and yes to the things that energize you. Ever heard the phrase, you can't pour from an empty cup? That's exactly what boundaries are all about, making sure your cup is always full. Whether it's setting limits with demanding clients, saying no to social events that zap your energy, or simply taking time for yourself to recharge, boundaries are non-negotiable. Next up, let's talk about the magic of mindfulness. In today's fast-paced world, our minds are constantly buzzing with thoughts, worries, and to-do lists. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos and simply being present in the moment. It's about paying attention to your breath, your senses, and your surroundings without judgment. There are tons of ways to practice mindfulness, taking a walk in nature, meditating for a few minutes each day, or even just focusing on the taste of your food. Trust me, even small doses of mindfulness can make a huge difference in reducing stress, improving focus, and boosting your overall well-being. Now, let's talk about something that I personally swear by: movement. It doesn't have to be hardcore gym sessions every day. We're talking about finding activities that you genuinely enjoy and incorporating them into your routine. Whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking a brisk walk in the park, or joining a yoga class, moving your body releases feel-good endorphins that can instantly lift your mood and clear your head. And let's not forget about the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on meaningful relationships. Make time for the people who bring joy and support into your life, whether it's catching up with friends over coffee, having a heart-to-heart conversation with a loved one, or simply joining a group activity that aligns with your interests. Remember, you don't have to go through life alone, lean on your tribe. Finally, let's talk about the importance of self-compassion. We often beat ourselves up when things don't go our way, but remember, everyone makes mistakes. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Self-compassion is not about being self-indulgent, it's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and kindness, even when you stumble. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, feeling overwhelmed by a project deadline. Your mind starts racing with worries, and your to-do list seems miles long. Instead of letting stress take over, you remember the power of boundaries. You politely decline an extra task that would stretch you too thin, and you schedule some time for a mindful walk outside. During your walk, you focus on the fresh air, the sounds of nature, and the feeling of your feet on the ground. You return to work feeling refreshed and more focused, ready to tackle the rest of your day with renewed energy. D? It's not magic, it's self-care. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these mental health strategies into your daily life. Set those boundaries, practice mindfulness, get moving, connect with loved ones, and remember to be kind to yourself. Trust me, your mind and your success will thank you. Take action today, share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care boost, leave a review, and let me know what strategies resonate most with you. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.